Sean, they're going to be without Wilkerson this evening. What is he? What do they lose without him?
Well, look, he's one of their starting players. You know, and obviously, it's no different than when a player gets injured. You know, so it's, you know, one of their interior linemen. Obviously, he's a good player, but I'm not real familiar with, you know, everything regarding why. So, but treat it no different than an injury.
Why'd you guys play Jonathan Freeman?
Well, we like the player. You know, we know him. Feel like we've kind of followed him as he's gone. Then it gives us flexibility, you know, in the base, and it gives us flexibility with regards to AJ too, and you know, we had space to do it.
Is he a strong side type?
He can play strong. You know, he's played Mike. He's played inside.
Is he a guy who can also contribute on special teams if needed?
We'll see. We'll see where he's at. You know, he's played a lot of base snaps for the Patriots, you know, at inside linebacker.
Zach Wood was saying that Brad Banta was the one who suggested he'd start, you know, working out a little bit with the linebackers, you know, helping him improve his tackling. I mean, have you ever had a deep snapper go out there and drill with the backers or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything unusual. Kind of like, you know, the sheep are all over here and the long snapper is in a field over there and the punter is over there. So every once in a while, you just want to bring them where the sheep are.
Have you thought about, because he played the end in college, have you thought about an emergency situation?
No.
Same question I asked yesterday, is Kamara officially cleared to play? Or?
Every day. Yeah. I know it's getting a lot of hits on your website. Kamara's playing.
Right.
So he's been cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cleared yesterday after practice.
Okay.
Yep.
You mentioned yesterday about the study of play sequencing. Can you just explain how that helps you guys a little bit?
It's just the idea of understanding with each opponent, you know, are there certain series of plays, you know, play action pass, three-step, run. A lot of it has a lot of variables to it, so it's not an exact science, but it's just, you know, an order in which plays are run, and then probability of success. Now, factoring in the offenses are different, but it's not like this huge mathematical equation, but it's just the study of sequence of plays, run, pass, play action, three step, empty, you name it.
Is that something new you guys got into, or have you been doing that for a while?
No, it's a little bit. Look, we always, you know, go into a game with a certain way you want to move the ball early downs, and yet, this is just a little bit more tangible. And with a guy like Ryan, you can say, put a pen to that and then see what you come up with. That's really about it.
Mark Ingram, what's been the difference this year in his play? What do you think?
Well, man, he's healthy. He's in great shape. I thought, in this past offseason, he had a real good spring. He's running hard. I think he's doing a good job after contact, pad level. So some of the hidden yardage he's getting is impressive. And look, I think those guys up front are doing well. And, you know, it's going to be important for us to have him in this stretch run.
Is it unique for a player like that, a running back, to have, I guess, his best year to date?
Well, he had a real good year last year.
Yeah.
I mean, real good season. Mm-hmm. So,
have you been a part of that, having a running back this late in his career, I guess?
I don't feel like it's real late. I mean, what year was he drafted?
11.
Yeah. So, look, he had a couple injuries early on, so that slowed his progress down early. But I think he played real well last year. His numbers last year were outstanding.
Yeah. How do you think heavy defensive personnel, because you've been doing a lot of, you know, extra tackle or Rankins outside?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on – there's a handful of different personnel groupings, all with a certain purpose. You know, some with a heavy front with a more of a nickel back end, some with a heavy front with more of a heavy back end. Some of it's predicated on what we're trying to stop or what we think we're trying to stop.
But how do you think the line's been doing since Okafor's been out?
I think well. You know, we miss him, obviously. He was playing well. And, I think that they've been doing a good job.
Do you think Ingram handled, I know you weren't worried about this when you acquired Peterson, but do you think he handled it like any
running back would, or do you think he handled it?
No, I thought he handled it exceptionally. I mean, it happened during free agency, and you know, it was a little bit of like Tim replacing Tim Hightower, and you know, there wasn't three at that time. It was, you know, Mark and Adrian. You know, I thought he handled it well. All right, thanks.